I began pacing back and forth, as I often do when I'm about to launch myself into a heartless interrogation. Every eye of every chicken was glued to me as I paced. Okay, JT, let's cut the nonsense and get down to business. I have to ask you some questions.
Fine with me. Ask me anything. Ask me anything at all. Ask me about heartburn.
I'm not interested in heartburn.
Well, you would be if you had a gizzard. You dogs have no idea what it's like going through life without teeth and having to grind up all your food with a gizzard full of rocks.
I'm not interested in your problems, JT.
I know you ain't, and that's shameful. How would you like it if you had to eat rocks every day of your life, huh? Buddy, you talk about heartburn. You try eating rocks and crickets and grasshoppers, and I'll show you some heartburn.
Are you finished?
No, I ain't finished. The worst heartburn of my life came from eating a squash bug.
Drop it, JT, and answer my questions. He twisted his head and stared at me with his red rooster eyes.
You ain't asked any questions, so how am I supposed to answer them?
I paced over to him and glared into his face. JT, something funny was going on in here tonight, and I want to know what it was. JT cut his eyes to the side and lowered his voice.
It wasn't funny, I can tell you that right now.
Keep going. What wasn't funny about it?
It wasn't funny because... Well, just because it wasn't funny. You didn't hear anybody laughing in here, did you? That's the clue right there.
Tell me what was going on and hurry up. I'm a very busy dog.
Yeah, I've seen how busy you are. Sleeping all day and all night on that gunny sack bed.
JT,
a rooster get fired for laying around all the time. We've always got things to do. Bugs to chase, gravel to peck, and don't forget who crows the sun up around here. Me.
I gave him a snarl. Quit yapping and tell me what was going on here tonight.
Well, all right, fine, if you're gonna get all hateful about it. What was going on in here tonight, huh?
Yes, that's the question.
Well,
he glanced around the room.
You got to promise you won't go blabbing this all over the ranch.
Hurry up.
Well, yeah, see, we was talking, having a discussion.
Go on. What were you discussing?
Well, it was a pretty deep discussion. It might be over your head.
Try me. JT narrowed his eyes and whispered,
"You know, Pooch, chickens have been on this earth for a long time."
Right. What's the point?
Huh?
The point?
Well, sir, the point is that our ancestors have walked this earth and pecked gravel for thousands of years.
This isn't another heartburn story, is it?
No, it sure ain't. And if you'll hush up, maybe I can tell you what it is.
Hurry up.
I'm a-hurrying. You see, Pooch, for thousands and thousands of years, and for centuries and centuries, and for decades and decades, our ancestors have walked this earth. They've helped rid the world of grasshoppers and crickets and beetles and pill bugs and other pests that don't even have a name. But through all their suffering and hardship, There remained one great question that no chicken was able to answer.